dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream. Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. I am very excited. Later on in the show, I will be featuring Shanda Sumter, and she's going to be talking about the money spot, how to build a financially peaceful business working from home. I love that because you don't often hear the word peaceful associated with business. So how you can build a financially wonderful, peaceful business working from home. You know, I have been laughing so much today. First of all, what a wonderful day. Worked all morning. My girlfriend came over. We went to mindfulness meditation right here at UCLA at Hammer Museum and just chilled. We're big go-getters, she and I, so it was really nice to share that. Then they had these chairs. Someone designed them for the museum, and you sit inside of them, and you spin around and around, almost upside down. And she was saying, this is kind of scary at first, because you don't know when you're about to go upside down what's going to happen. And I said, cool, that's just like life, right? Every time you take on a new piece, it's a little bit like, there's resistance and fear, and ooh, but I'm excited. And so we did it, and we were laughing, because it felt like being inside of a dreidel and being spun around. And we walked around, came back, I did some more work. I just received a link. There's a gentleman in France, David LaRouche, who flew out all around the world, frankly. He's like a French Tony Robbins, and he wanted to interview people he felt were inspiring and doing big work. And I had met him in Beverly Hills at a hotel, and he filmed me. This is actually a couple of years ago, so, you know, I move on. And this is finally coming out, so I got to finally see from 2 years ago, and how much have I changed in that time, that interview. Here's what was so great about it. Of course, first 45 minutes, lots of inspiration, yay. But the last 7 minutes, what I forgot was he wanted to turn everything around and make a comedy. So he stopped filming, set up the cameras again, and he literally said, I'd like to be the Biggest Loser. Can you tell me how to accomplish that? And the dialogue that went back and forth, it was like Saturday Night Live, hysterical. I was sitting here laughing so hard, watching me teach and instruct him how to destroy his life. And what I really loved about it, underneath how funny it was and obviously how ridiculous and all the things people do anyway to sabotage themselves, what I really loved about it was the counterintuitiveness about it is that in a way people might watch that, listen to it and say, heck no, I'm never going to do that stuff. They'll actually go out and do the right things watching it. So if there's any way I can edit that down somehow, I'd love to just run that on my website because it is pure 4 minutes of pure hysteria back and forth, he and I. Coaching someone to become the biggest loser. Other than that and all the laughter and fun that's being had over here on this end, I am going to give you a little bit of inspiration. You know, it's so easy to forget what an amazing gift life really is. Our lives, nothing but a cosmic blink, and even our seemingly all-encompassing world, really, it's just tiny blue dot circling an average-sized star, spiraling around a galaxy of 200 to 400 billion stars, which itself is just one galaxy among billions more. Wow, right? And we're on that, spinning. Yet for one brief moment, we get to experience the wonders of existence, of consciousness. Irma Bombeck said, "When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me." So here's what I know, and I'm going to talk about courage because I was just interviewed on someone's show the other day about courage. And I love theme shows, by the way, because it really causes me to pause and consider my life. And what do I know? What don't I know? What I do know about courage, I feel like my whole life, frankly, has been predicated on it. But what I do know about courage is courage means in spite of, right? So in spite of fear, we do something. I know that everybody was born with a capacity to be courageous. I know you will perform better when you're working courageously. I know that courage is a learnable and a teachable skill. You don't have to be born with it. You can be taught, you can be self-taught to be courageous. And the key for activating courage is what you do to prepare yourself before challenging circumstances. Jack Canfield said, "Don't worry about failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try." People around you are inspired when you display courage. And you're going to see life from a brighter perspective as a result of having courage. Courage built integrity. Why do I say that? Courage built integrity because you learned to trust. It's integrity because you say you're going to do something and you follow through and do it. Because you show up. You show yourself. I'll tell you a little story. You know, I love wine. So I've been taking these sommelier classes. And I went further than the classes, further than the wine tasting, further than the pairing with food and wine. And I went to Spanish wine specialist. Well, 6 months later, which is a long time, the teacher gave us the test. And if I pass, I become a certified wine specialist for Spanish wines. And I knew it was going to be difficult. Come on now. I've watched the movie Somm. And if you haven't seen the documentary S-O-M-M, as in sommelier, you must. Amazing. Heart-rending. Amazing what they go through. So I knew it was going to be difficult. Blind tasting and grapes and climate and geography and Spanish words and Portuguese words and history and religion. But I studied. And the integrity for me in that was when the resistance came up and the limiting thoughts that wanted to argue for my own limitations between my head and how hard it was going to be and how difficult to be looking at this enormity of information at a country that has more grape varietals than any other in the whole world, I had to take a pause. I hit the pause button, say, "My dear, you can continue to argue for your limitations, or you can acknowledge the logic in all of them and fully put yourself into studying and learn this stuff." So, of course, I'm at a crossroads. I have a choice. I made the choice to fully study and let all the limitations go. Let the cards play out as they will. And I showed up. It was many hours. I did the test. I find out in 1 week if I passed, if I didn't, you know. And whatever happens, I have integrity. I trusted myself. I really did the work, and I really showed up and did the best I could on the test. Showing courage allows you to have more influence and stronger bonds with others around you. Lao Tzu said, "New beginnings are often disguised as painful endings." Ain't that the truth? I have a friend right now who is a dear friend of mine, and she's going through a lot of changes, specifically around career and the discomfort, and I tell her to relish it. Isn't that a strange thing to say when you're feeling like, what's next? There's no certainty. There's a lot of doubt. And this is all you've known, and you don't know what's coming around the corner, if it'll work. Yeah, been there. And yet, I had to tell her, relish it. Because just like when you go to the gym and you build a new muscle, and 24 hours later, it's been torn apart and rebuilt into something stronger and more sculpted, so it is when you go through a tough time. Tough times really birth out of us the new thing that is meant to be born from us. It's part of our soul's journey. New beginnings are often disguised as painful endings. What else? Successful people are proven to have more courage than those who are not successful. And people who live courageously have fewer regrets in life. If you remember Wizard of Oz, the lion says, "What makes the muskrat guard his musk from early dawn to early dusk? Courage." And courage isn't that giant lion that comes roaring through. Courage is quiet. Courage is consistent. Courage is continuing even when it seems like you can't possibly succeed. Courage is when you keep going. So if you feel afraid or doubtful right now, be encouraged. Just keep at it. Keep at it. And know you've got what it takes to be courageous. As promised, I've got Shanda Sumter here. And if you've ever dreamed of having a life of no worries, being able to pay your bills, buying a nice home, sending your kids to college of your choice, taking a great vacation, or having the freedom and money to make a difference for others, well, Shanda Sumter is the business coach to show you how to make those dreams come true and how it may be less complicated than you think. Over the course of her career, Shanda has built her multi-million dollar coaching company, become a best-selling author, hosted the infomercial Your Wealth Matters, and helped thousands of her students break through the six-figure and seven-figure ceiling. But there was a time when Shanda had only $500 to her name and found herself sitting on her apartment floor in Las Vegas, completely broke, unable to pay for her apartment or her car. She took a chance. She hired a mentor on credit, and that risk was the catalyst for what became her own multi-million dollar company, Heartcore Business. And now, today, as mom of a new baby, fiancé to her guy Ash, she is grateful that she built a company that allows her to live on her own terms. Shanda is passionate about helping you live life on your own terms, too, with her step-by-step system to get your business launched and make money. Her website is heartcorebusiness.com. Shanda, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's really great to have you.
I am so glad to be here with you. Excuse my voice, but I'm going to give it all I got with you.
That's right. We got very sexy Shanda here today. And I am curious, when I read about that pivotal moment, and courageous moment, by the way, where you've got nothing. Apartment floor in Vegas, completely broke, can't pay anything, you take a chance. Who was the mentor that you hired on credit?
Oh, it's so funny. I want to go in so many directions here, because the answer is I hired a real estate mentor. The interesting thing is the universe always takes care of you when you just take action and move towards your dreams. Mm-hmm. So because real estate was not my passion, the only thing that I could see in my vision that I could see in front of me was just this dream of becoming financially free. And there's a lot of history there. My mother and my father separated when I was really young. I don't ever remember them together. But my mom worked really hard as a furniture saleswoman, and she did that my entire life. In fact, she worked for the same guy almost all of my life, and just recently retired. And my father was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and with all credit due to him, he's an amazing man, amazing businessman, but he actually, I remember him when I actually started to really get to know my dad. It wasn't until grade six, but I remember being inside of a limousine with my father, and I was going to Disneyland for the first time, and I was in Los Angeles, and for the first time, and I looked outside the limo, and I said, "Wow, Dad, the world looks so much better from the inside of a limousine." And what's fascinating is that's from a non-pretentious, non-materialistic space. That's from just pure essence of just noticing how I felt. Like, I mean, I wasn't even driving at that point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a limousine was a limousine. Like, I wasn't fascinated by it. I wasn't impressed by it. I just felt a certain way. And when I looked outside into the city of Los Angeles, it just looked beautiful. And I can still pull that feeling out of my body driving down that street. And so I made a decision at that point in my life that I really wanted to live on that side of the tracks because I knew both sides. And, you know, I did everything wrong, mm-hmm. meaning that I chased after money, I chased after autonomy, label, like I was a senior VP. You know, I chased after all of that stuff, and when I got to it, I always found myself really empty. And so, you know, when I was down and out, really down and out, and had $500 in envelope hidden in the closet, and I eventually hired my first mentor, I wasn't going after running a coaching company like I do today. You know, I wasn't going after helping other people succeed. I was going after, I want to live on that side of the tracks, you know. But it's fascinating because what it took for me to do that, not being able to pay for my car and where I was living, you know, I was journaling. Deborah, I was journaling, I was meditating, I was praying, mm-hmm. like every day, that somebody would help me find the money to be able to pay for where I lived. And none of that worked in my head, however it did, because it never happens the way you think. Mm-hmm. I got drawn to an event. And I went to the event, and it was about real estate. And they did such a great job from the stage, mm-hmm. selling me into my vision of being financially free, even though it wasn't real estate. I took their offer. And I had to enroll somebody I knew. I had to find credit. It was a really interesting game. But, you know, I spent months getting notices from the bank that they were going to be foreclosing on my house. And it took me seconds to figure out how to come up with that $21,000 to invest in a mentor. Isn't that amazing how the human spirit will move when you're locked onto a vision?
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That is so life. Do you know, I've heard people complain. I remember going to Bloomingdale's with somebody, and she said, oh, like, look at these prices. And I just stopped and looked at her and said, excuse me? Do you know what you pay for workshops? Do you know what you pay for coaching
yeah.
programs every year?
Yeah.
Tens and tens of thousands of dollars. So what? This is $200. This
yeah.
is nothing. But what you value
That's
is
right.
where you put your attention and what you create. Yeah.
That's right. And people actually got clear with that in their head. They could actually realign some of their value system into the alignment of where they want to go, because I think a lot of times people get fearful mm-hmm. that it won't actually happen, and so they take themselves out of the game and put themselves in the game of hard work. Now, don't get me wrong. You got to hustle. You need urgency. You need tenacity. All of that stuff is important to be able to create a dream. My whole last event last year was all around dreaming bigger. I actually had everybody do this process where I said, think about something. Of course, I teach around wealth, right? So I was like, think about how much money you would love to make this month. Like, how much, like, what would be that number that would just really make you feel safe, secure, and just good inside? And then when you got that number, cross it out, and the whole audience went, oh, like I just deflated their balloon. And I was like, reach for something so much bigger. Mm-hmm. Like double it, five times it. Like reach for something so much bigger, because people dream too small.
Right.
Because they really don't believe that they can reach it. And here's what's really, really, really awesome, if everybody can remember this. The only reason why you don't buy or somebody else doesn't buy, if the thing comes in front of you, meaning that you say, I really want that great relationship, and that amazing man shows up in front of you, but then it doesn't work out. Or you say, I really want this amount of money, and then the opportunity comes in front of you to invest in that mentor, and you're like, I can't figure out how to come up with the money. Or you could place any dream in that spot. And the only reason why you don't take action, like truly action, the only reason why you don't do the personal development to have the relationship work, right? Whenever you put two people together that have never been together, there's going to be something to work out. That's like, so stop thinking it's supposed to be some other way. It's part of the journey, right? So instead of you showing up and doing the work, what will happen is you'll back out and come up with a label for that experience that makes it all right for you to step away from it. And then what happens is really what happened inside you is you said either I don't believe in myself or I don't believe in that opportunity working. Like, I don't believe that man will really love me forever. So I'm going to put a label on this isn't going to work and I'm going to walk away. Or I don't believe that I will do the work by hiring this mentor because I've never been able to do it before. Hmm. And those are the only two reasons why people back away from the manifestation of whatever it is that's bringing them to their ultimate dream.
Yes. So interesting, because when I hear you describe it, it's like the desire, and the desire is so strong, it actually brings it forward. It's right in front of each of us. And what comes up then is the resistance, and we deny that very thing we've pulled in. Because it's very powerful. I did that once with a car. I remember there's this beautiful Lexus sports car I wanted. And I went to the dealership and I told them, no, it has to be forest green. It has to look like this, be like that. And they said, come on, that's crazy. Like, I don't think that car exists. That's a weird color. And of course, you know, within 1 week I got a call from them saying, you're not going to believe this. But, of course, somebody just drove in with a forest green Lexus sports car the year you wanted, da-da-da-da. He's a great guy. He's selling it. And I stood in my own way, and I had it checked out. And I had so many doubts around investing. It was expensive for me at the time, very expensive, a high-end car. And I remember I ultimately didn't take the car. And, you know, when you make that choice, when you pull in at that level, and then reject the very dream you have created, it's very painful. You carry that, and you can turn that regret into information going forward so you never do that again, or you can really sing. It's a bit depressing to say, wow, I'm that powerful to create, but look what I did when it showed up.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've never thought about it that way, but that's a really good point. I've always looked at it from the standpoint of, I'm doing this really crazy, amazing thing right now, and that is that I've studied A Course in Miracles and all these amazing spiritual books that have led to really supporting me in life. But recently I've been reading the Bible cover to cover because I thought, you know what? Why am I so resistant on religion? Or, you know, what is that about? Like, this is me being brought up in this spiritual world where I'm segregating religion. Like, how spiritual is that? You know what I mean? So I was like, let's just do this. So I've been doing this. And it's very fascinating because in the Bible it talks about, you know, when you are about to have a huge harvest, that there are going to be weeds that come up. And those weeds are going to come up, and you either pull those weeds and keep going, or you don't have a great harvest. And so what we tend to do is we tend to think, you know, it's kind of like in business. It's 3 years, and usually your business will tip if you're getting the right advice. If you are doing it on your own the hard way, which a lot of people build businesses on their friends' advice, especially if you have a great set of friends. But honestly, if your business doesn't tip between the third and fourth year, you've actually done something incorrectly because it should tip. But at the third-year mark, and I just talked to a woman this morning, and she's like, you know, I'm about 3.5 years in. She made $300,000 last year, which is great for year two. And she's going into her, she's finishing out her third year right now, and she says, I am just feeling like it's just not worth it. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm not spending time with my kids. I'm not with my husband. Like, it's just not worth it. And I was like, I'll call her Joy. I was like, Joy, you're in the part of the game that you wonder why you ever started it in the first place. And this is the hardest year. And during this year, it can look differently. You can enroll your family in being part of your success. And you guys could be creating rewards within the family that everybody gets to celebrate your hard work as you do it. So it becomes a bonding experience. But you can actually do this differently so it doesn't have to be so hard. But this is the moment that most people quit. This is when the weeds come up. And they do, they quit. Or they start something new. And here's the thing in running a business. If you start something new, you've now started at year one. And so that's why people can talk to me and go, oh, I've been in business for 8 years. It's so hard. No, it's not. I guarantee you've probably changed your mind at least 10 times in 8 years. And you've started 10 different projects, and that's the problem. You don't stick through those weeds. And they think they do, but they don't.
Wow, what an illusion. And I love that you found that in the Bible. Clearly, lots of wisdom there.
Yes, the number one most spoken about thing is money in the Bible. Isn't that insane?
Yes, I've heard that. And I love the corrections, too, that I've heard, that it's not about the root of evil, love of money. It's got nothing to do with that. It's the lust of money is evil. They talk very glowingly, actually, about money and the importance of having abundance and being much, when you get to the Jesus references, the gifts that Jesus had in manifesting, creating things that were not human, considered human, that we all can do. He makes it very clear we all have the capability. So thank you for that reference, and thank you so much for indicating that. I want to get into more when we come back. I can already feel the resonance that people and listeners are going to have with that idea, 3 to 4 years and how to double money. Let's come back and talk more about how business people can create ease and wealth. Stay with us. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm speaking with Shanda Sumpter, who is an entrepreneur, an expert at social media marketing, blogging, business, and we've been talking about wealth. So I want to go back to building business, building your clients, building the attraction to what you're doing. How can people build that dream? Because you're talking about what feels like two different vibrations, Shanda. It's like the business, right, has energy behind it. And then you're talking about the ease of doing it on your own terms. I'd love to know what you know because of what you built and because of what you teach out in the world that would be unique for us to hear.
Well, do less. I know it sounds crazy, but really it's do less. People, in my experience, are way too busy. Hmm. And busy energy is actually an intimacy issue. So everything comes down to your personal leadership, no matter what. And if your bank account is not representing the number that you feel that your value really is, because money is always connected to value. Now, some people might absolutely hate hearing me say that. Hmm. I'm not saying you are your money. I am saying that we pay for things that we value and we have the amount of money in our bank account that we feel we deserve. And so it always comes down to your personal leadership. So if you were to ask me what causes someone to build fast and build abundantly, it's simplicity. So there are 80% of the income in my company, and year to date right now as we're doing this, we're at $4 million for the year. We'll probably top off just a little bit over $5 million. And if you were to look at my calendar, I was showing someone, I say this with a humble heart because it still blows my mind that we're here. Mm-hmm. I just showed somebody my last 2 weeks of my calendar because she has a company that's doing $200,000 a year and she has no life. And she's like, it's because of your team. I was like, no. My team is another thing that I had to master to run and still work on today. How do you motivate, you know, an army of people and have them be productive when you're paying salaries? It's not like you just hire someone and just have it work and have them work. It just, you'd love it to work that way, but it doesn't. Right? So we are one of the few coaching companies that actually has employees versus just vendors and are gearing up to move to the $8 million and the $20 million mark. And it's not about the dollar number that I want to impress you. It just shows you measurement and jumps and leaps. It's more about I will do all of this on a simple plan. So again, another example. One of my clients just went to a very highly profiled author who also runs a health mastermind, and a lot of influential people are in it, and this person is a great person, so I'm not saying anything about this person, okay? Because I really believe we stand shoulder to shoulder and we're doing good work and we're creating tipping points on the planet, and I don't believe in competition at all. But what I will say to you is this person is a great friend of mine, studies inside of my mastermind. I've been coaching her. She's been in business for many, many years, knows everyone, and was spinning when I met her. And she was going to every event. She was going to, you know, every opportunity, you know, Laurel wants to do something with me and somebody else wants to do something with me. And she's jumping on all these opportunities where none of them really pan out to the level that she expected. And I'm sure you've experienced that before. When somebody's got this great project, and you're like, oh, I'm so excited to be part of this, and then it doesn't work out to be as great as it came across at the beginning. And this happens time and time and time and time and time again. And so she was in that spot at about $140,000 a year at that point, and we grew her to $750,000 in 1 year. So she goes to this mastermind the other day, and I've gotten a text message, a Voxer, and an email with the urgency that she feels like she needs to create a product that she sells, because all these other health people are selling products, and they're doing $30,000, $60,000, $200,000 a month off of their automated webinars. Mm-hmm. Right, where you sell something automated online through a webinar that requires none of your work.
Right.
And I'm like, so I just want to let you know that we still have to build out her team. We still have to build out her sales team. We still have to build out the infrastructure inside of her company. She's going from 140 to 750 is a big jump. There's a lot that we have to still work out as far as internally in her company to scale her up. And I was sharing with her, out of 100 products that I sell for $1,000, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever that ends up being, $3 million, $4 million, whatever that, I'm not going to do the math right now, but let's just say it was $3 million, right? Actually, let's just do it. So 997 times 100. So that's, oh, duh. I can't believe I just did that.
See, put two zeros in the end.
If I can do it, you can all do it. So that's $100,000. Mm-hmm. Out of that $100,000, or out of that 100 units, 47 of them bought a $7,500 program. Okay? That's
$352,000. Right.
So I said, you don't want to do that deal off of just getting the cash in the door, the front end, off the webinar, which is nice. The $100,000 is nice. It's really on the back end of what you've already built. So I don't want to confuse anybody on this, but what I want to share is that it's taken us a year to get a webinar to work for 4 months to sell that. And my team is like, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 a month, and then ad spend to do that. Mm-hmm. And the hours it's taken me re-recording. Mm. And this is back to that whole thing we were talking about before the break, which was, you know, you're always tested. Do you have the grit to see something through? There's weeds that come up to test you. And can you go through? And these people think that you're going to create a webinar that's going to sell automatically and make you $30,000 or $100,000 a month. And that's not how it works. The product
right.
I sell took me 3 years to master. So now we're 4.5 years into the whole process working. You get what I'm saying? So it's like you got to simplify things. And I think people are running and growing businesses the way that school teaches you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that most of my money's been made by doing all of it backwards. And
right,
I
mean that's awesome. I love that. I love that difference is what makes you stand out. Uniqueness,
yeah.
I think, is what it's all about ultimately. Because there are a million formulas out there, and God bless the person who created it. It worked for them. And then probably the next few people they taught, oh, we're making money. And then the word gets out and it's desecrated. You know, it just...
Yeah.
It's a formula. We don't all fit into it. So I'm so grateful for the transparency with which you're sharing. And I know even I'm experiencing it on my end because I was coached to rebrand. I've got everything going on. Just
yeah.
take all of that, put it on one page instead, you know, one website. But really rebrand to your people. And it's time anyway, I think, stepping away more from the dream and more into the fact that I'm the media gal. You know, that's who I am. I'm media magic, media maven, whatever you want to call it. But what I'm finding that is connecting with what you're saying is, oh, my God, it's so easy to use the word rebrand, but what does that take when you break it down? Like completely new photos. You have to have copy. You have to have a point of view. Who are you going to be and who are your people and where is your comfort zone and who is attracted to you? And then how are you going to put that together so it works? And then you have to create a funnel system. And then this takes time, people. It definitely takes, you know, thoughtfulness and time and trial and error. So I can really identify with what you're talking about. And so you tell this gal who's texting you furiously, oh, I got to do the webinar. I'm clear I got to put together a package so that I'm making this money in my sleep. And you're saying, hold on, let's revisit this. And then what happens?
I'm saying take the rush out of the build.
Mm.
You know, take the rush out of the build. If everybody could just hear that, it will make a huge difference. Like, who cares? That's scarcity. It's scarcity. And if you build from a place of scarcity, it doesn't work. And everybody puts their last penny on that webinar working or that event working. And if you really want to build out a financially peaceful business, my suggestion is to build an audience like you have, Deborah. Build an audience and grow with transparency with the audience so that they know what you're going through. They know that you're rebranding. They know that you're stepping up to the next level. I mean, you've been doing media forever, right? And so as you're evolving, the whole audience evolves with you. And so and I'm just going to go into a little bit of what you're doing. If you actually went into the community and the audience and you surveyed them, a multiple choice survey, this might be an aha moment for some people. And the survey questions were developed around you almost being like a detective, an agent of service, a light worker, if you know what you can do in the media and what the most beneficial things that all of us could do to use the media to really reach more people and to expose us to a bigger audience, you already know that. But we don't know what we don't know.
Right?
And so you have to write a survey in a way that asks us questions that identifies where our holes might be so that you can turn around and market back out to us a message that we can identify with as our holes, as our breakdowns, as our frustrations, right? We're all very clear what our frustrations are. I want to reach more people. I need more traffic, right? Like, I know what my frustration is, right? Everybody knows what their frustration is. You don't know what product you're going to create. You don't, whatever. You know what your frustration is. You're thinking it right now. And if people that were running businesses would stop trying to worry about their identity upon doing it right, and they actually just built an audience first and then asked the audience through a strategic survey what it is that they want around these topics, which would be, like, what's something in media that maybe we don't know that would be powerful for us?
Most people do not know how to message themselves succinctly. They don't know how to articulate who they are, what they do, in a way that is compelling and intriguing so that we want to know more.
So that's awesome. So you would ask a survey question around, do you think you have, like, if you were to rate yourself, there's a couple different ways you could do this, but if you were to rate yourself on 1 to 10, that you have a message that the media would understand and pick you up, and it would be compelling, 1 to 10, what would that be? Would you vote yourself a 1 to 10? Or or you could ask yourself a question, when you put out a product or service to your marketplace, do you sell out? Do you partially sell out? Do you have a hard time getting people to buy? Or you haven't put out a product yet? And those are all multiple choice. And that would tell you if they said, well, I sometimes sell out. Well, then their messaging isn't right.
Right.
Right? And then you could literally, that could be a bullet on, like, it's a 7-question survey. That would be a bullet on your marketing that says the reason why your products or your services or your offerings only sell out partially, or you don't put enough people in them, is because your messaging is off.
Hmm.
And so I can help you sell out and have a wait list by using the media just by showing you how to message yourself correctly so your ideal client can just click right into it and make it easy for them to say yes.
And cut.
You get what I'm saying?
That's exactly it.
It's a big difference. It's a big difference because, so now how would you know that? If you went out to your database, now this is where things get so awesome if you do a 7-question survey. If you went out to your audience and somehow in your list, like the whole list was like, you know, 60 or 70% said that they haven't even launched their first product, you now have a completely different marketing. You get what I'm saying? So a completely different marketing would be around developing your message so it authentically connects to a movement inside you so it will move the world. It's a totally different come from.
Yeah.
But it's a different messaging, because if your audience is a 60% or 70% in an area around messaging that you don't understand and you go out there, you won't sell out. Because you're not understanding who's in your audience. And my experience is I survey my audience twice a year.
Hmm.
And they are never where I think they are.
Hmm.
Never. And that's what blows my mind. Absolutely never where I think they are. And so it's a way to really do great work in the world, and it's a way to sell out and make money peacefully. So, you know, we don't fight for money. We fight for people. We'll stand for you, but we don't fight for money, and we're going to do the work with someone no matter what, meaning that when we do coaching calls, strategy calls, any of that type of stuff, it's about standing for people to really get this type of work. Mm. And so, you know, I love the work that you're doing out in the world, and I love that people are interested in starting businesses, but it breaks my heart when people say that businesses break up families or money, you know, is hard to come by, because that's just simply not true. There is an easier way to do it, but it starts with you thinking differently.
Yeah, thank you. That was incredible how you fleshed that out. I'm deeply grateful for, I would say, the visual, the visceral that you gave us. And what I love about it, one of the things I teach through creating best-selling books, through messaging yourself out through media, which is free to get yourself out to a gazillion people who have never heard of you or your service, if you will do it right. And I always say, if you're going to get on radio or media, why do you do that? Because you're solving a problem. That's why people stay tuned to you. You're talking about the problem and the solution, and you know the solution. We want to hear that. That's why we stay compelled. What I hear you saying is that by virtue of doing this survey, this seven-question survey, it's the same thing. You're tapping into where people are at, what do they require and desire right now, and where is that in your wheelhouse to fulfill?
Totally. Totally. Absolutely. You completely hit it on the head.
And I love what you're saying, too, so much, because when I heard the word copy, for instance, and copy we know is used for landing pages and press releases and, and websites, you know, and we're not all built to write that. But the beauty of what you just gave us is when your audience is telling you what's going on in their space, they've just written the copy for you.
You've been around the block some time. You know this stuff very well. But it's amazing what you don't know when you're starting a business or when you've been struggling trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more frustrating than sitting in your bed, you know, in the morning, and you're about to face another daunting day, and you're like, okay, God, like, I will do anything. Just give me the plan. And it's like, you know, there's so many people out there sitting like that, and I'm just like, look, the plan is not branding when you're not making any money. You know, I've met those people who've gone and spent money on branding before they're making money. You know, I didn't brand, Deborah, until I was like closer to the $1 million mark. Now, I will say that I probably could have branded much earlier. I was at the point where I was embarrassed. But it's branding is a place that helps you go to the next level because you're already got some traction, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like people are just building companies and making it hard when if you spend the time building the audience, even if you don't know what you're going to sell yet, you know, I rarely find someone who builds an audience and attracts the audience around dogs that ends up doing engineering. You know, it's like you know what your thing is. You might be getting caught up on your messaging, so they should work with someone like you. You know, like, they might be getting caught up on something like that. But if you build the audience, people like you and I, Deborah, can help people go to the next level so much easier because you have a built-in economy.
Right.
And that is how you bootstrap a company and not have to take out loans and get yourself out of debt if you already have it. And quickly scale up. If you were to talk to any thought leader have you ever heard of the clothing line Free People?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so
I have several of their pieces of clothing in my closet right now.
I love Free People.
Mm-hmm.
I hated Free People when I first saw them. I was like, I am so not into this look. Those type of clothing never looks good on my body, you know. Then I was like, oh, this looks hippy-dippy to me, like the whole bit. And they email marketed me. I'm in their audience, right? I am in their audience. And they email market me. Now, if I'm just hanging out on Facebook, this is why I love Facebook marketing, but, you know, I'm just giving some tips and nuggets that will help save some people some money. I don't recommend you go to Facebook first and spend money on ads and things like that because you still don't have an audience you've tested inside an email list, right? So I buy from Free People,
mm-hmm.
and they got me through their email list. They didn't get me through Facebook because Facebook, I might see their ads a few times. They might retarget me with somebody else. But in the email list, they must email me 4 to 5 times a week. And their subject lines are compelling. The perfect leggings. You know what I mean? And you open it up, and I swear we've been laughing inside my house because we've been like, I think I've spent $2,000 in Free People in the last 2 months. I mean, I have outfits in my closet that I have not worn yet, but they look so cute in the email marketing that I purchased it. My point is that, you know, you could be bad at something. And if you have an audience and you want to grow with your audience,
yes,
you can actually make money peacefully working from home.
Ah, so beautiful. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out from Shanda what her dream is next, her favorite social media and how she uses it. And this is amazing conversation. If you're loving it, let me know. You can join me on Twitter at Debbie Dashinger, DebbiDashinger. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of R. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of R.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Marvels of imagination and the dreams of the ones who believe.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio. This is Debbie Dashinger, and here we are in our final segment. So, Shanda, question. Here we are. I know, by the way, and I want to make mention, you've got a huge event coming up, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? Future dreams and goals. What haven't you created that is in your heart to do and be?
Oh, I love this question, especially since I've been talking about it all morning with my best friend. We had a beautiful morning talking around this. It's a big dream, and it's a dream that we're building out right now. And I have a dream that I can help people really heal their conversation around money and their income, where money never becomes a reason why someone doesn't take action. And so I started this mission to just help, you know, a few thousand people, and now we've accomplished that and are blowing past that right now. And now I have a vision and a dream to open up a new center here in San Diego, where we will have people coming in for courses and workshops and things like that to help them really work on their financial stability so that they can go back in and create generosity communities around the world. And so we're going to do San Diego coming up early next year, then we're going to do Canada, and then we're going to do somewhere in Europe, and we haven't chosen that yet.
Wow. Huge, huge thing to heal. And what I understand about money is those of us in a service industry, what we really want to do is give and help and assist. And without money, you can't. You just can't. You can't show up in the big way that you want. So bless you for taking that on. The Zone event. Oh, my God, it's coming to L.A. I'm so excited. Tell us, what is that about?
Yay!
Yay!
So cool. Well, first and foremost, we are actually going to also raise some money for human trafficking at the Zone event. I am very, very big on generosity, and we build our models all around it. So not only are we going to go there and learn and get and all of that stuff for everybody that's there, I'm going to teach them how to take whatever test or challenge that you're facing in your life right now to bring it to the Zone event and have the faith that I can show you how to transform it at the event. People will actually walk away with presentations where they can go and use the presentation that from stage or through a webinar or through a video or through a teleclass or just through email marketing out. So basically what I'm trying to say is that not only will we transform whatever you're challenged with right now that's preventing you from growing faster, but we'll actually have you walk away with material that will help you reach more people that's already been tested, and it's more like a workshop. So I don't just get up on a stage and teach for 3 days. It's all experiential where you actually walk out like as if you spent $2,000 to be there for 3 days for a course.
TheZoneEvent.com is where they can go to sign up if you're ready to take this on, make a change, and hey, you can still do it in this year. So there's something to be said for that, for anybody who's sitting in some stuff, or if you're doing well and just want to do better. So favorite social media. What is your favorite social media? How do you employ it for big business?
So, well, Facebook's where I make the majority of our income from social media, and I love it because it's easy, and I'm on it all the time, and I'm in love with Facebook Live, like in love with it. It's basically where you live stream on Facebook. It's so much fun. It's so transparent. Literally, the other day, I just did a Facebook Live where I jumped on, and I was just sharing, you know, about some of the tests that I was facing in my business. And it's just such a connective platform. You don't have to do it perfect. In fact, the more unperfect you can be, the better. So it's really a space for people who can actually just stand up and be real and stand in front of people and be naked and not have to be perfect and just share what they're thinking and interact with people. It's the perfect platform for that. So I haven't seen anything yet that's been that transparent. I mean,
cool.
It's extraordinary for that.
I want to play with that more just to say I spoke at an event, and while I was on stage, somebody in the audience says, is it cool if I put you on Facebook Live right now?
Yeah.
I actually hadn't heard of it till then, so and apparently there were all those people out there seeing me live speak in San Diego.
Oh,
so,
yeah, it's fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay, so that's a big tip.
But I'm also in love with Instagram.
How do you use that?
Instagram, we don't have a huge following on Instagram. We'll start to build that out now. We've only have, I think, a couple, 2,000-3,000 people on it. But it's just a great place for inspiration. You know, when I'm in bed and I just want to jump online real quick and get some great thought-provoking things. You know, you can go and follow some really great thought leaders on Instagram, and there's just some, like, outstanding quotes and messaging that just really, you know, I don't know. I just find it really inspiring. I love it. I love it for the soul. It feels good.
Beautiful. Have you this year learned anything new about business that you're incorporating and sharing with others?
I wouldn't say new. I mean, there's always new platforms and tactics coming out, but that's not really how you build a business. Like Facebook Live is a new platform that's come out.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I was reminded again to keep things simple. Mm-hmm. You know, we had everything break this year. We started getting really complicated in our back-end funnels and, you know, had a lot of hands in there working on things and you know, some of my voice was outsourced by copywriters, my messaging, but their writing. And it got me really disconnected from my audience. And like I said, you know, before the break, your audience is your most important thing. Without your audience to serve people, you know, not only do you not make money, but you lose the soul in the money, you know. So it just reminded me again as I watched everything break, and I'm really thankful that we, you know, we have a really real business, meaning that we have clients that have been with us for years that don't leave, that it didn't really impact our bottom line, but it impacted our growth. And so, you know, we got too complicated, and that complication, you know, there's like three things that grow your business forever done. You know what I mean? Like, it just is. Like, we all think it's about, you know, I got to get so busy and do all these things and become a New York Times bestseller and do this and that and that. And all of it's awesome, but mm-hmm. your path, each and every single person, you're going to find there's two or three things in your path of growing a business that you do well that you should just keep doing that make you money. You don't have to do, like, what everybody does in their companies to make money. Mm-hmm. It would have you do, like, 12 different revenue things that are, like, it just gets crazy.
Keep doing your brilliance. Keep it simple. That's such... Yeah. A great motto. Shanda, thank you so much for inspiring us in Dare to Dream. I'm really glad you came on.
Thank you. It was beautiful to be here.
You can find her at heartcorebusiness.com. I end today's show with this quote from Barbara Scher. Every time you have to make a choice about anything, think, does this go toward or away from what I want? Always choose what goes towards what you want. If you're ready for classes on media mastery training to become the best at radio, media interviews, and also creating your book into a guaranteed bestseller, go to debbiedashinger.com. Lots of free downloads there and information, as well as mybestsellerbook.com and mediamasteryradio.com. Remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing.